Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brenner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is May 9th, 2024, and on today's episode, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey awards Evonik for trade excellence during a ceremony at the state capitol. Next, Evonik launches an employee guideline on gender transition in the workplace. Lastly, Evonik's North America Region Headquarters welcomes some young visitors for Bring Your Child to Work Day. These stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, some good news out of Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey honored Evonik with the 2024 Governor's Trade Excellence Award during a ceremony at the state capitol in Montgomery. The award recognizes excellence in exporting by companies in Alabama and highlights the positive impact of global trade on the state's economy. In 2023, Alabama companies exported goods and services worth $27.4 billion to 190 countries, with Germany as the top destination. In Mobile, Alabama, Evonik manufactures structural foam for aircrafts, amino acids for livestock, and other specialty chemicals. Evonik's Birmingham lab specializes in bioabsorbable polymers and drug delivery techniques for pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and medical device companies. Hans Toulson, the Birmingham site manager, attended the ceremony and had this to say.
Evonik is pleased to contribute to the booming bioscience industry here in Birmingham, and receiving the Governor's Trade Excellence Award underscores the importance of biotechnology, not just in Alabama, but also across the globe.
Next up, Evonik has issued a guideline for gender transition in the workplace. The guide is a comprehensive resource for employees planning a gender transition announcement. It also outlines best practices for coworkers, managers, and human resource professionals on how to communicate and support colleagues going through a gender transition. The document also covers how to address customers and clients. Equals, Evonik's Employee Resource Group for LGBTQ+ professionals, played a key role in drafting the guideline. Their input and expertise helped make it a useful and comprehensive resource, as the head of Equals, James Toy, explains.
We believe that every employee should feel valued, respected, and supported. This guide is designed to not only support employees going through the gender transition, but also to provide guidance and resources to all the people around them. It's just one example of how the employee resource groups are working to create a more inclusive workplace at Evonik.
Lastly, April 25th was Bring Your Child to Work Day, and Evonik celebrated the national event at the North America Region Headquarters in Piscataway, New Jersey. 25 children of Evonik employees aged 6 to 13 participated in the day's events, which include arts and crafts, lab tours, science demonstrations, games, outside activities, and a pizza lunch. This was the first Bring Your Child to Work Day celebrated at the Piscataway site since the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the first since the facility officially became Evonik's North America Region Headquarters. Many of the children even expressed a desire to work for a company like Evonik one day, even if they weren't always quite sure what it was that Evonik did, as young Samuel explains.
I think people in the lab, they make chemicals, and the other part of Evonik, they send a lot of emails, run reports. They even, especially type a lot.
Before you go, May 5th was Red Dress Day in Canada, also known as the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. Evonik's Women's Network, Grow Americas, encouraged employees to honor the day and show support by displaying or wearing a red dress or a red ribbon. Finally, Evonik's Protectisil building protection products were recently on display in Washington, D.C. at the American Chemistry Council's Building and Construction Showcase, held in the Rayburn House office building. Evonik products protect iconic structures such as the Sydney Opera House and New York's Times Square. The Capitol Hill Showcase was an opportunity to inform congressional staff and other government employees about the integral role that chemistry plays in infrastructure. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on the Evonik Minute.
Everyone say Evonik.
Evonik.
As loud as you can.
Evonik!
Evonik!
That's perfect.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.